a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Bit of a Christmas warning.
Yeah.
And I found this one on the Daily Mail. So as we like to do when we read articles from the Daily Mail.
Release the chickens!
Because reading an article from the Daily Mail, just the way that's set out, the web pages are set out, it's somewhat akin to writing that story on the back of a whole heap of chickens and then setting them loose and trying to read it back in some sort of legible fashion.
Is this photo part of the ad? Part of the story? We'll never know.
Why am I watching a video about Danny Masterson?
Yeah. Why am I watching an ad about the rugby?
Yeah. Why are there bullet points about the World Health Organization in this story? Although this is health related, so let's dip in. At Christmas time, just a little warning to particularly the men of Australia.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's an injury that you are more likely to incur at Christmas time than any other time of year.
Emotional?
No, like a physical.
Oh, like a physical
injury. Yeah. You know, I'm sure there's probably a couple of them that are more common at Christmas time.
For the men.
For men. For women too, they would have ones that are, but so this one's, this data has come from Germany, so I don't know what's going on over there, but I assume.
Could we say, I mean, I don't want to, you know, wipe the same brush over a whole country, but is it German? Like, is it, you know.
What are you doing the inverted commas? Are you making a moustache with your fingers?
No, I'm not making a moustache. I'm saying, is it like, are they known for maybe, okay, just continue with the story.
Sure. Are you talking about sort of quite sort of monotone electronica?
No, go on.
Okay. So Germany.
Sorry.
This data comes out of Germany and it's bratwurst related. So
there you go.
So I'm gonna say bratwurst, okay. So everybody knows what I'm talking about. But apparently, as a man in Germany or around the world, I'm gonna say it's easy to extrapolate because I mean bratwurst may have started in Germany, but it is an international sausage.
Okay.
Apparently, you're more likely to fracture your bratwurst at Christmas, doctors say. German medics discovered rates of the eye-watering injury spike over the festive period.
It's all the nog.
There's not a bone in a bratwurst. If you're getting bone in your bratwurst, then something's gone terribly wrong.
Not a bone in the bratwurst.
You've been misled.
Is it like what's in your ear? Cartilage.
Well, let me go on and we'll find out. Do you want to get bogged down in what German means?
No.
Fracture when the appendage is subject to sharp, blunt force.
Okay, so why is that Christmas related? You're falling down a lot.
Afterwards, the bratwurst usually resembles an aubergine or an eggplant for the uneducated or uninitiated, turning purple and swollen. I mean, what an article.
Oh, my God.
Such injuries typically happen during sort of vigorous festivities being the festive period.
So it's like, okay, I'm feeling the Christmas vibe.
Mm.
What do you do at Christmas? All the movies are like, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, go for it.
Yeah.
So maybe you go for it.
Yeah.
And it's, we're too old now and maybe we're not as bendy as we thought we were.
Well, and just don't be so adventurous and face each other based on sort of this list of sort of arrangements.
No, they've got a term there for it, though. Don't you want to read out
I'm
the
not
terms?
Gonna, no, I'm not going to read either of those.
Okay.
But
I like how you explained it.
Yeah, just face each other. Just look at each other rather than sort of one person looking away. Because that seems to be super safe for your bratwurst.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Thank you, Beck. We're counting down to Christmas.
Let
me guess, is the theme related in any way?
Christmas? Yes, not Christmas songs, but songs that were popular or number ones at Christmas time over the past few years.
There we go. There's an angle.
We asked for a twisty one.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe Easter songs would be
It's all Jesus
That's
related.
Valentine's Day then.
Bit of fun. All right, well, you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Ooh,
that's
good one.
A good start to Thursday.
Okay. I think we're ready to play. Best of three. Here we go. Question number one for Lyrical Headlines. The songs that were popular at Christmas time, themed edition.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. This hit that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, damn it.
How was you?
Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Yes, I will pay
plus
it.
Someone else with Bruno Mars.
Oh, I just pay it. It's fine.
Okay, yes. 2014, it was number one at Christmas.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Who was the other person? Just
watch. Mark Ronson.
Yeah, oh, Mark, the DJ. Yeah.
I love the way that you two reacted. Like, oh, just give it to the little kid.
Absolutely.
It's all right.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah, that's right. Little Timmy. all right, here we go. Question number two. It's 1 point to Cameron Ling.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Travelling in a fried out combi. On
Lockley.
Oh, I think that was Lockley.
Men Down Under.
Ah!
Oh! Men at Work Down Under. Men at Work Down Under.
No, you can't have another bite at it, mate.
No, but I knew.
Men down
clearly
under.
I knew.
Okay, Beck, you're the judge. Go
I
on.
Will give it to
Lord. Oh, oh. Christmas, yes.
And it was from 1981, number one in 1981.
Men Down Under was the adults only version.
Veggie bite sandwich.
I don't know what happened then. With Lingy, I was like, oh, it's Christmas. Chop him out, little Timmy. And then with you, I was like, no.
I know. The Grinch win. So Scrooge McDuck of you.
Okay, 1 point apiece. If I would like to get involved at any point in time, that'd be great. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, no worries. All right, here we go. It's the songs that were popular at Christmas-themed edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Wake up in the morning feeling
Logging.
Like...
It's... TikTok Kesha.
Yes.
Oh, my God. How?
And we played that this morning.
We did
And we
play
were talking
it.
About Kesha this morning. I'm like, oh, my Lord, she's in Lyrical Headlines.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you
what
go.
Happened?
I was pressing unlucky. A lot of buttons. I've got a lot of buttons to...
It's such a good thing. Can we just have the tiebreaker?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Why not?
Fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's a loggy win, though.
All right.
Well done, Log.
Thanks.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Way to finish the year strong, mate. Good on you. Into holidays you go with a win, hey?
Into holidays? No, I'm here.
Yeah, you will be.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You know it's kind of hard to get along today. Our subject's...
Loggy.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. God. Five.
No, hang on.
Four. Hang
on. Offspring.
Yeah.
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yes!
Well, that's technically a draw for you guys. Well done.
Yay, two for me, two for Log, and...
Good on you. You can have yes. a sound
Some
effect.
Some kind words from Tom.
Yes.
That is... I'm full of Christmas cheer today, so I'm going to crush
you
your Christmas.
You can see it.
I can crush your Christmas later, but thank you, Beck.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You do this each and every year. This is aimed at you, Tom. You do this each and every year.
Okay.
You're like, no, we're not doing Christmas this year. And then what you do...
I never say that.
Yeah, you always go, no presents.
Nothing.
I don't remember ever saying that.
So back in August.
We support you. We agree with you.
Yeah, we agree with you. We're like, we don't want that. And so yesterday you came to us with a very funny mug. It's a mug shot, your face on a mug.
Mm.
And it's like, it's always watching us. Like, it's full on.
It's like the eyes follow you around the room.
They really do. I took it home and I had to bring it back to work. Because I'm like, I can't have that
I
in
had
my
to
house.
Turn it around so my kids didn't go to bed with nightmares.
Yeah.
Good.
You also gave us, you gave me a wonderful new Metallica shirt, which I'm wearing today. And Lingy, you gave him some old shorts.
No, it's North Carolina University shorts, this but basketball. Michael Jordan, 1982.
But he's a college boy. Remember, he's been a fancy college Harvard boy and what other college? Who cares?
We knew this was happening, so we organised this for you in August. So try that on for size.
Yeah. You didn't. I'm your line manager, so I feel obliged to get you something. You didn't have to get me anything.
Oh,
we'd organised it already, but I just forgot to bring it yesterday.
Lyrical genius in the card here. To dear Tom, Merry Christmas, man. We love you. Love Log and Ling. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So you want me to open this now?
Yeah, open it.
I played a huge part in organising this.
What do we feel?
As always, Ling.
Yeah. What do we feel that we know about Tom? right? Oh. This year in particular.
Where do I start?
He's jacked up.
He's jacked.
He's jacked. And he and
this
he
is gonna
loves,
be like protein or something.
He loves certain things in particular.
Pecs, abs.
Oh, it's
thighs.
A t-shirt. Ah, continuing the tradition of t-shirts. Because yeah. I give you a t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He loves white t-shirts.
Yeah, he does.
Tight
custom,
ones.
Custom, apparent. What's this?
Tight ones.
Yes. Yes. Yes!
I made sure it was really tight.
How good is that?
It's a white t-shirt that says raw dogging life.
That I had to make.
Which is, I love saying that.
I know
raw,
you do.
Just raw dogging everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it?
Oh, thanks, guys.
Triple XS?
It is triple XS. You can wear that at the gym.
On.
No, you don't need to come around.
To
oh, no,
no, don't take the
shirt off.
Hey, that wasn't part of it.
Oh.
Wow.
Thomas,
by
Lewis.
The way, Tom.
Hey, for anyone that wants to see this, it will be on the
Tom,
Instagram later
by the way,
because we have vision.
Good on you. Congratulations.
It's perfect fit.
Thank you. Don't pretend like you don't see this every day.
Turn around because did you see what's on the back?
It's a hot dog drinking a beer.
Oh,
is he drinking a beer? I just saw a hot dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see it now. It's behind me.
Because he's raw dogging life. Anyway,
oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
But we need to fill a break. So there you go.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Raw dog Christmas.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, Lingy.
Yes, Tom. You're
famously a big Love Actually guy.
Yeah, great movie. I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to save it for the weekend just before Christmas. I watch it every year before Christmas.
This
love it.
This is perfect.
Excellent.
Then. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Wonderful.
Okay, for those that haven't seen Love Actually, it's a movie that was made, 20 years ago or so?
More, I reckon, 25 years ago.
Yeah, and it's one of the first movies that had all the celebrities in it. It really kicked off that.
Ensemble cast.
Yeah, ensemble cast. It really kicked that off. And I think people hold it in a very special place in their heart.
Yeah, Christmas, based around Christmas. It's definitely a Christmas movie. Don't give me that look. What are you going to destroy for me? Let me be happy.
Well, so I had never watched Love Actually, and you guys used to give me such a hard time about it. So last Christmas, just before Christmas, I went ahead and watched it.
Yeah.
And I revealed as my Christmas gift to you both that I had finally gone and watched Love Actually. Much like you've just revealed to me this morning that you've finally gone and started watching Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
You've got Stan as well, Lingy.
Yeah,
you
I
should
do.
Start watching it. It's good. You'll love it.
No.
Anyway, back to Love Actually. So the thing with me watching Love Actually was it made me really angry.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
What? Why?
There was some stuff that goes on in that movie, and people who've seen the movie will know. There's some stuff that goes on in that movie.
Oh, one bit.
And it just made me mad.
Oh, the Keira Knightley best friend of the husband thing.
Oh.
I never liked that bit. Is that what you're talking about?
That was one of the things,
okay.
Right? So there's a comedian by the name of George Lewis. He's very funny and he's also got a great surname. No relation.
Mm.
But the relation is that he obviously feels very similar to the way I do about Love Actually and the things that go down. He's released this video. Now, have a listen.
Okay.
And see if this changes how you watch Love Actually.
Hit me with it.
Oh, this film's so romantic. Oh, the Prime Minister's trying to sleep with one of the women that works for him after calling her fat. Oh, the writer's trying to sleep with the woman he's hired to cook for him, even though they've never had a conversation. Oh, look, she's trying to sleep with her boss, and he likes it, so he's going to be nicer to her than he is to his own wife, because she's younger. Oh, even though he's barely spoken to his best friend's wife, he's telling her that he loves her. While his friend's only a few metres away. And she's only about 17. So romantic.
So romantic, so Christmassy.
Well, when you put it like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay, he's got a point. Mm. Sure.
He does.
It's the overall magic of the whole thing.
What the overall? So it's all in how you look at it. Is that where you just gloss over all of that awful stuff that happens?
It's funny you've brought those up. The Keira Knightley stuff got me angry. The Emma Thompson,
Alan Rickman stuff
that
makes
is
really angry.
That angry brutal. And upsetting. Because I love Emma Thompson, the actress.
And she went through that in real life too.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, some fine points, mate.
There's so much fat shaming in that movie as well. It's awful.
Yeah, but how about like Claudia Schiffer cameo at the end?
Yeah, that makes up for it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, good on you.
One big hottie in there.
I sent the link of that video to my wife, Carlia, who was on the same Love Actually train as you. Yeah. We watched it together last year, me for the first time, her for the probably 30th time. And her reply to me sending this to her was, I saw this the other day and thought of you. You'll be pleased to hear that since watching it with you last year, it's been ruined for me forever. Merry Christmas!
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I don't know if you remember, I spoke about we had Max's birthday party or took along a few mates to Adventure Park on a Saturday.
Yep. Took up all the sun lounges.
That's right.
No, not on this occasion. I had a really good day, but I mentioned that the most rebellious thing, Henry thought he was so cool.
I love this so much.
He went and collected 93 golf balls that had gone in the water's edge off the mini golf course there and thought he was like the biggest badass.
Well, he thought it because he was out of bounds. He wasn't supposed to be in that space. Yeah. But what he'd really done was clean up for the team at Adventure Park.
And 93 golf balls. I thought you were going to say like five.
Nah, he filled his T-shirt the lot and took them back to the man at the shed. I'm like, okay, awesome. Turns out they were up to other things.
Okay.
And I've only just found this one out.
This surprises me that you took however many kids to Adventure Park, then refused to supervise any of them.
Yeah, I mean,
except one, your favourite, the baby.
That you lose all the time.
Yeah, because you were paranoid that you would lose him again, which you did.
Just give this guy a box of barbecue shapes and a sun lounge, and the kids take care of themselves.
That's right.
That's right. That's fair, isn't it? Yeah. No, they were off, and at that age where, you know, a group of four would go up and they'd go on the tsunami and all that sort of stuff. They were just chatting yesterday or last night about what they were doing at Adventure Park, and my ears pricked up. I'm like, hang on a second.
Yeah.
They got up to a little bit of mischief.
Mm-hmm.
But I reckon it's the most genius mischief you can get. Oh. And kids out there that are listening, if you want to take this on board, it's a really, really good idea. Okay.
Unless, of course,
it breaks some rules.
Adventure Park management are listening. In which case, nothing.
Nothing. Just block your ears here for a second. So what they did, and so smart, they went up to the ice cream shop at Adventure Park.
Oh, God, I'm so scared of
women. Yeah, me too.
And asked for a sample. Ice cream. Yeah, yeah. Smart. So they've had a nice sample of a couple of flavours and everything like that. They've then gone away. Thank you so much. We're going to talk to our parents and ask if we can get some money because we want to get those. Gone away. Waited until a staff change in the ice cream shop.
They were casing the joint.
Yeah, casing the joint. Staff change over and they're like, wandered back over and going, oh, we're thinking about getting an ice cream. Can we sample a couple of these?
Genius.
Sampled a whole bunch more. Did it another time again on another staff change and then basically said, oh, yeah, we basically ate as much as a normal ice cream would be just by samples over the course of the day. Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely brilliant.
And we all know that kids learn this type of behaviour from their parents.
Yeah. What a heist. Instead of Ocean's 11, it's Lingy's 11.
Yeah.
And you're the ringleader, aren't you?
Sent 11 kids over there. Go get as much ice cream as you like.
Scammers.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.